Time now for our weekly chat with the experts at ETF.com, the world's leading independent authority on ETFs.
I think we're seeing a different way of ETFs being launched. The real kicker was governance, selling of private data. They really let down their customers repeatedly.
Drew, so how are you holding up right now with this coronavirus situation? You're in the Bay Area, correct?
Yeah, we are. Everything's good. If one thing, California, I think, was way ahead of, for instance, New York in the shelter-in-place. And it's not as draconian as it sounds. Obviously, only grocery stores and gas stations and pharmacy-type places are open. But you can still walk around. You can still drive around, and public transit's open. Hospitals are open. But keeping our fingers crossed here that we blunt the curve.
Yeah, you and me both, for sure. Well, let's talk ETF flows last week, which actually weren't quite as bad as some might expect, given what we saw in the markets, right?
No, not at all. I mean, the net was $19 billion in outflows. However, equities saw a positive inflow of $6 billion, and really the outflow came from fixed income. And then again, the most recent flows we've seen, we're continuing to see outflows. But fixed income seems to be really the one that is leading in outflows. However, as we heard yesterday, the Fed is going to be injecting some money, including some into corporate investment bond ETFs. So it'll be interesting to see how that dynamic plays out, which funds they actually buy, and when that starts out.
Yeah, so I guess what impact do you think that might have on flows overall into bond ETFs?
I mean, again, it depends how big the bazooka is. There hasn't been a number. What they have set up is something called the Secondary Market Corporate Credit Facility to provide liquidity for outstanding corporate bonds. They'll purchase in the secondary market corporate bonds issued by investment-grade U.S. companies and U.S. listed exchange-traded funds whose investment objective is to provide broad exposure to the market for U.S. investment-grade corporate bonds. That's the quote from the Fed. So, again, we'll have to see how big that purchase is. We're also seeing today, it looks like we're going to get, the Congress is going to pass a virus stimulus package. So all those things, I think, will only help fixed income going forward. But the big funds that I would imagine would be the target would be the $29 billion iShares iBoxx Investment Grade Corporate Bond ETF, LQD, and the $26 billion Vanguard Intermediate Term Corporate Bond ETF, VCIT. Both of those did gain in the market yesterday. However, just to be clear, Nate, this does not include junk bonds. Mm-hmm. So there is a certain level here that the Fed is going to stop at. And we did see HYG and JNK, two big junk bond ETFs, actually fall yesterday while the investment grade rose.
Something that I thought was interesting yesterday, of course, bond ETF discounts have been a big topic of conversation. Mm-hmm. You and I have talked about that on this podcast. I mean, I still feel like overall bond ETFs have functioned properly. They've operated as price discovery vehicles. But something that was interesting yesterday was you look at an LQD or you look at a VCSH, the Vanguard Short-Term Corporate Bond ETF. Those were actually trading at premiums after the Fed announcement. And I just thought that was interesting, you know, with that money coming back into the market, those discounts pretty quickly evaporated.
And we've seen that, right? I mean, the price dislocation corrects. No one has written that anything has been broken yet because it hasn't. Things are correcting. There might be some dislocation. But look at the markets we're in right now. I mean, it's crazy. These are unprecedented times. And there's no way anybody could have ever seen this coming. And now we're seeing the ETF structure, in my opinion, continually to correct itself into the right price discovery as they were designed to do.
Drew, going back to ETF flows overall, I think one of the more surprising stats this year is that ETFs have taken in like over $70 billion, which is actually well ahead of last year's pace. And if you think about last year around this time, I think stocks were up, you know, 11-12%. Mm-hmm. Bonds were positive as well last year. What do you make of that?
I just think the market peaked early on in the year. As you said, we're at $70 billion for the year to date compared to about $50 billion a year ago. And the market appreciation has something to do with that. And I also just think people are not afraid to be in the market right now. So we're seeing folks maybe move out of fixed income. I mean, the yields are just getting lower and lower, and there's a lot of uncertainty about how that's going to work out. But there is confidence in the market, and we're seeing people not necessarily run away, but stick in the game. And obviously the next couple of weeks are going to be very, very important to see how the market just continues to play out. But as we're seeing today with the market up significantly, you know, the Congress and the Fed are clearly stepping in with some financial bazookas.
When you mention confidence in the market, I mean, obviously with the markets down or stocks down 30% plus, you know, clearly there's some panic out there as well. But when I think of confidence in the market and you look at flows, I feel like the confidence has been more from the longer term buy and hold side of the equation, more of the retail side of the equation, which is interesting because the narrative, if you go back over the past few years, is that once we have a severe downturn, retail is going to panic, right? They're going to sell out of their, I don't know, their Vanguard ETFs and exacerbate the market decline. But we've actually seen pretty much the opposite of that, where longer term investors are sticking with, you know, their plan, I guess, to your point, having that confidence. I just think that's an interesting dichotomy. The selling appears to be coming from elsewhere.
Yeah. And, you know, anecdotally, just from my friends and others, I mean, people are like, is this the time to get in now? Because, I mean, everything's on sale, right? Relatively speaking. So there is a, you know, we always talk about how, you know, investors, you know, pull out at the wrong time and go in at the high time. But there is a dynamic out there that I'm hearing about, you know, people are ready to jump in. The question is, this is such an unprecedented time that nobody knows, is this the beginning of the end or the beginning of the rise? And maybe today we're getting a little more confidence in the markets because we're seeing the fiscal stimulus. We're seeing the Fed coming in to buy assets. And that just has to improve confidence for people. And people are ready, you know, take advantage of the market, and that's what they should do.
Something else I think will be really interesting to watch with ETF flows overall. You talk about the $70 billion into ETFs so far. I'm sure some of that is create to lend, right, where ETF shares are being created to lend to short sellers who are obviously betting against the market. But look, I think there's quite a bit of tax loss harvesting going on. And also, even more interesting, I'm wondering if this market downturn sort of helps unlock investors from mutual funds, where maybe they've hung on to some more expensive mutual funds because they had taxable capital gains, right? Mm-hmm. But if those gains have come down, or maybe they even have losses now, that makes it much easier for those investors to switch to ETFs if they were held in a taxable account. And I look back to past crises, you think of 2008, 2009, there were huge outflows out of actively managed funds and into passive and ETFs. We saw a similar thing happen in the back half of 2018 when the market was down 20%. I think you have to imagine that's another possibility here.
Absolutely. And the other thing, you hit the nail on the head. If you're going to pull out, these are the people pulling out now because you can report the losses. And that is always seemed to be sort of the linchpin, was that you're not going to get people to move out of their mutual funds because they're going to take these huge capital gains hits. So if that is the case, like I said, the next couple of weeks are going to be very interesting to just watch the entire financial market system.
Well, hopefully things will improve. If they don't, perhaps while the Fed coming in and buying stock ETFs, that would certainly help inflows. But Drew, stay safe. Take care. Always appreciate your perspective. Thank you.
Same to you, Nate. Thank you very much.
That was ETF.com's Drew Voros.